Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM with my main man, TNS Jansa van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za. TNS, as always, lovely to have you in the studio.
Same.
So listen, help us understand this, because not too long ago, here October, November-ish last year, we spoke about the brand new range of iPhones. Very exciting. But now they're doing something that they haven't done before.
That's right. So this is not confirmed yet. It's top of the rumor mill at the moment. And it's very possible that this year, when the iPhone 15 range launches, more or less the same time as last year, we'll have the normal range of iPhones and iPhone Pros. But we will probably also have an iPhone Ultra.
Mm-hmm. The iPhone Ultra, right. So what does that mean?
So this has been like circulating in rumors for years now, and there were suggestions that the iPhone Pro Max would be rebranded as the Ultra, but now it seems that there's going to be a completely separate device to the Pro Max. And the reason is Apple needs a way to differentiate its like top of the line devices from the rest. So as you're aware, you know, you've got the iPhone and then the iPhone Plus now, and then the Pro and the Pro Max. Mm-hmm. And the step in price is relatively low from one to the other one. So, and the whole point behind that is Apple wants the people that just need basics to buy the normal iPhones, and then people that don't mind paying a little bit more to get the you know, the top of the line to buy the Pros and the Maxes. That's where their margins are highest, obviously.
I see.
But there are like features they want to start testing that might not be 100% ready for the entire range yet. For example, with the iPhone 15 Ultra, if it's going to be called that, they might remove all ports from the phone. So it'll only charge wirelessly. You won't have a headphone jack, none of that. All of that might go away. And it'll have a more expensive, more professional grade camera system, for example. So there's a lot of changes that they're thinking about. One of them being, you know, they've got their M1, M2 chips that's in the laptops. There's rumors that they might want to use a smaller version of that in an iPhone Ultra, which is overkill, but it's, you know, be super powerful. So this Ultra moniker is probably going to be like their test bed, like Samsung used to do back in the day with the Note range.
Yes.
So that was also their like enthusiast device, like top of the line, all the latest specs. And this might be something that Apple's going to do now with the Ultra, which then will, in the years after that, those features start trickling down.
My goodness. Okay, just quickly, you mentioned Samsung. What they did away with the Note, obviously, and now they have the?
They now have the S23 Ultra.
Okay, so that's right. My point. So this seems very confusing. There's so much, and as it is, you know, I've always been on Android, but iOS has always just kind of been, there's just so much happening with regards to iOS and Apple. This, I'm battling to keep up, and I'm sure I can't be the only one.
No, for sure. And all this stuff moves very quickly, right? So as you rightly said, with Samsung, the Ultra now is effectively what the old Note was. So it still has the S Pen. It's got a different design to the rest of the S23s. So that is their top of the line. And it's a lot more expensive than the normal S23s. That's kind of what Apple is going to go for with the Ultra model. Probably going to launch this year, not confirmed yet. Might be next year, but it's going to be a hell of a lot more expensive. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to even ask you how much, because just that
we don't know, but it's going to be at least a couple of $100 if I had to guess.
Look, by the way, you explaining it looks like this phone will be able to fly a jet. So I don't know. Interesting stuff. We're going to have to wait and see, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Tiana, thank you very much. That wraps up your Tech Talk Tuesday. Lekker, hier op Smart FM.